Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Beis, the beginning of Hilchos Birchas Aperus. We are on page Kuf Hei, which is the page following 208. Siman Reish Beis is Dinei Birchas Perus Te'ilon, the halachos of the bracha that you make on fruit of the tree. The Mechaber tells us in Sef Aleph, Al Kol Peros Ha'ilon Mevarech Batchila Bari Priya Eitz. As we all know, the bracha that one makes before he eats a fruit from a tree is Bari Priya Eitz, Chutz Mehayayin, except for wine, Shemevarech Olav Bari Priya Hagafen. Except when it comes to wine, we make a bracha of Bari Pri Hagafen. Bein Chai, Bein Mevushal. This is whether the wine is undiluted or whether the wine is cooked, Bein shu asui kunditum, or whether the wine is made kunditum, which means the hainu shenos nimbo dvashu pilpulin, that it's wine that you mix into it honey and peppers. The Ramah says in this arev yayin b'sheichar, if the wine is mixed together with beer, as linan achar harov, we go after the majority. Im harov yayin mevarach barei priagofen, if the majority of the mixture is wine, you make a barei priagofen. The im harov sheichar mevarach shahakol, if the majority of the mixture is beer, you make a bracha of shahakol. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph, we said al kol peros ha'ilon bein meishivas haminim ubein she'enom meishivas haminim. When we talk about making a bari pri eitz on fruit, it doesn't matter whether it's shivas haminim or not, as opposed to the bracha achrona, where shivas haminim will have a different bracha achrona. The bracha rishona is the same for all fruit of the tree, and that is bari pri eitz. The exception is yayin sivkot and beis mipnei shehu soed halev. Wine is different because wine satisfies the heart, umisamcho, and wine also brings simcha. Therefore, kavu lo bracha bifnei atzma. Therefore, wine has a certain chashivas, and therefore Chazal established its own bracha for wine. Now, there is an interesting discussion over here in note number 3 of what about grape juice? Is grape juice the same as wine? It is a machlokas aposkim. And note number 3 says va'av shemitz anovim eino misameach. Again, the reasons that the Mishnah Berurah brings down of why we make a special bracha on the wine is because one, it's soed halev, and two, it's mesamcho. And this mesamcho is because of the alcohol that's in the wine. So says note number 3, v'av shemitz anovim eino mesameach, mikomokom birchoso bari piragofen. The bracha on grape juice is still bari piragofen. Kasav Hagon Arshom Zalman Urbach Shekevan Shu Roy Leo's Yayin. Since grape juice is fit to be turned into wine, Lakach Dino Kiyayin, therefore it gets a bracha like wine of Bari Piragofen. Mitzanovim Sha'ovar Bishol Opistor. So grape juice that went through a process of being cooked or pasteurization, Vishuv Eino Yachol Lovolide Tasisa, and it can no longer come to fermenting, and it's not able to turn to wine anymore, Vimkein Eino Roi Lios Yayin. So in that case, it's not fit to be wine. Still, says Agon Roshom Zabn Arbach, Shemikomokom Nechshav Liayin, grape juice is still considered wine, Mishum Shekfar Chol Olav Shem Yayin Kishenischat. Once the liquid comes out of the grapes, that's already gets a din of wine, since it is shayach to turn into wine, and the bracha has already been established there as bari piragofen, it doesn't change. V'nishor olav shem zeh retains that status, kevan shegam achshav hu roi l'shtia, since it is still fit for drinking, even though it can't ferment anymore, the bracha will still be bari piragofen. V'chein kosa b'shalosh and shuvas minchas yitzchok, l'gabi mitzah novin bizmanenu, shema'arvim bo chomrim, mishamrim, kedei shelo yitzos, v'yafuch li'ayin. So says the Minchas Yitzchak, the same idea, even though our wine has different additives that are put into it, so it should not ferment, it should not turn into wine, still the bracha is Bari Piragofen. If you skip to the next paragraph just to see who argues, Meidach Das Hagon Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv argues, and he holds Shemitz Anovim Eino Yocho Lovu De Tesisa Birchaso Shahakol. Grape juice that can no longer ferment, something was put into it like our grape juice, and it cannot turn into wine, says Rav Yashiv, then the bracha is Shahakol, and that is the famous sheet of Rav Yashiv. He holds you can't make Kiddush on grape juice. He holds that grape juice is not considered wine, but as we see, most of the other poskim disagree and say grape juice is the same as wine. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. We are in Sivkot and Gimel. We said the exception to making a bari pri eitz on fruit of the tree is going to be wine, where the bracha is bari pri agafen. Says in the Shabura, v'afilu zav me atzmo me ha'anovin belid richa. The bracha on wine is going to be bari pri agafen, even if the wine oozes out on its own from the grapes without you trampling it. A person made a mistake and he had wine, and instead of making a bari pri agafen, he made a bari pri eitz. Ayin lekamon b'simen reishches siv tezvav b'mishabura. If you look at note number 6, he points out v'shom nisbar sheish b'zet deos b'poskim. It is a machlokas b'poskim if you said bari pri eitz on your wine. V'safik brachos lahakel. And since the rule is whenever you have a safik lali a bracha, you will go lenient, and therefore if you made a bari pri eitz on the wine, you would not go back. If you look at note number 4, a couple of notes up, he uses the opposite case. Berach birchas borei piragofen al anovin. Let's say you made a mistake the opposite way, and you made a bracha on the grapes of borei piragofen. The Shulchan Aruch says later on, sheyotze b'dieved. So b'dieved, the borei piragofen will work on the grapes, and the borei piragofen will work on the wine. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitris of Katan Dalid, so the bracha is borei piragofen on wine, even if it is cooked. The al yedei habishul ein mishtan hayan legriusa. Because through cooking wine, it does not change for the negative. The ein chiluk bein and bishel yayin gufa. There is no difference whether what you cooked was the actual wine itself, oshet bishel ha'anovim v'atzimukim kedei lasos mehem yayin, or what you cooked was the grapes or raisins in order to make the wine. So whatever was cooked, the raisins, the grapes, or the actual wine itself, either way, the bracha remains borei pri agafen. Sivkatan hay is going on that which the Mechaber says. Even if you make the wine into konditon, which is adding in dvash and pilpulin, the bracha still remains bari pri agafen. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the afal pi shenishdane tane v'reiche v'ayidei zeh. Even though through these additions you are changing the taste and the smell of the wine from what it was before, still the wine is not changed for the negative, and therefore it retains the bracha, and the wine remains the main part of the mixture, klapei the other things. Therefore the bracha remains bari pri agafen. But if you look in the Shaar Tzion Osei, he does point out that even though the taste and the smell is changing, the hainu shetam yayin gam ata yeshbo, we're talking about a case where it still does have a taste of wine, elish einena kabarishona. The taste of the wine changed, but it does still taste like wine. The ibe tam yayin alidea tarovos, but if the taste actually lost the taste of wine through the mixtures, mashma betashbeitz chelik al simen pehei she'ein mekachinola ve'ein mevarchinola by pragothin. Then you would not make a bari pri agafen. So when we're saying over here, even though you're changing the taste and the smell of the wine by adding in the dvash and the pilpul and the bracha remains, you change the taste of the wine, but it still tastes like wine. If it changed so much, it doesn't taste like wine anymore, then you would not make a bari pri agafen. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitris of Katan Vav, dvash u pilpulin, the things that you added in to make this konditon is dvash and pilpulin. Vafilu shlish dvash. Even if a third of the mixture is honey, ushlish pilpulin, and a third is pilpulin, v'yosim is out. Even more than that, afilu hachi hayayin ikar. Still, the wine in that case remains the main ingredient. Shehem lo bo rak lahashbicho latimo. These other ingredients are only added in to make the wine better, to give it more taste, and therefore the bracha remains by pri agafen, assuming it still tastes like wine, like we just mentioned. Sivkatan zayin is going on the Ramah. The Ramah told us that if wine, which the bracha, as we know, is bari pri agafen, mixes with beer, where we know the bracha is shakal, so we go by the majority ingredient, whether the bracha will be bari pri agafen or the bracha will be shakal. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin, v'sheichar shel kol haminim shavim bazeh. It doesn't matter what kind of beer this is, all beers are equal. Levad mimine mashkin shepogmen umafsidin tamayayin. Again, unless it's a type of drink that actually ruins the taste of the wine. Miyad shenis arev bohem, immediately when it gets put into the wine, it ruins the taste of the wine, kolkach so much, ad shenifsa tamayayim, until it no longer tastes like wine, mevarach shahakol, then the bracha will be shahakol. So again, if you have a majority mixture of wine with a minority of beer, the bracha remains by pragafen, unless, of course, that minority ingredient changes totally the taste, and it doesn't taste like wine, then it would turn into shakol. Sevkaton ches imarov yayim kedekai melon like we paskin kol shu ikker v'imo tfeila. Anything that is an ikker, it's a main thing, and with it is a secondary thing. Mevarech ala ikkeru poter as a tfeila. You make only a bracha on the ikker ingredient, and that patters the secondary ingredient, the tafel. The kol min shu harov hu ikker. And we're saying over here that whatever ingredient is the majority, that is the ikker ingredient, the hamiyut tafel hulo. And the minority ingredient is considered secondary to the ikker. So mevara pera pragafen sevkaton tes, if you have a majority of wine in the mixture, the bragas by pragafen, v'hu shalom nisbatel tamayayin aidea tarovos, once again, as long as the taste of the wine is not nullified through the mixture, the bracha will remain by pragafen after the ikker and majority ingredient. However, but if the majority ingredient is the beer, not the wine, the bracha shakol. Velo dummy lahad kaimelon lakamon b'simen reish dalet sifhei ba'ago. This is not similar to what we're going to see soon in Simen Reish Dalid. The dai sheyesh b'yayin ma'at yoser mi'echad b'shisha neged hamayim. When it comes to diluting wine and you're mixing wine with water, so there we say it's enough that you have in the wine a little bit more than 1/6 keneged the water. So you have one portion versus five portions. Only 1/6 is going to be wine. So ayin sham, that's still going to be enough to make the bracha ber pragafen. Here we're saying that it has to be the majority ingredient. There's much more water than wine. The bracha still remains ber pragafen. Dahasam derech mezigas yayin hu b'mayim. That's because the normal way to dilute wine, you're not making it not wine, you're just diluting the wine, you're fixing up the wine. That is a normal thing to do, is to dilute the wine with water. V'al kein lo shayach lomar diyespatel hayayin neged hamayim shenimzugubam. Therefore, it's not shy to say that you're nullifying the wine because of the water that's diluting it. It's called diluted wine. That's how you make wine. And therefore, even though you have a way more majority of water over the wine, the bracha there will remain a bari pragafen. Masha'en kein b'sheicha, which is not the case over here where you're mixing wine with beer. That's not a normal way to dilute the wine. De'ein derech limzog bam. That is not how we normally dilute the wine, by mixing beer in. U'kishnei minim ba'al medami. That's like two things that are just mixed together. It's not the creation of a diluted wine. It's just a mixture of two different drinks. De'chol min shehu arov hu ha'ikar. And therefore, in that case, the halacha is like we're saying over here, that whatever ingredient is the majority, that is the ikar, and that is what the bracha will follow. Va'ayim bebir ha'gra. Look in the Bir Agra, Shedaito Ledina Degan B'Inyanenu Shovel Mezigas Yayin B'Mayim. The Gra argues with the Mechaber over here, and the Gra says the same way over there, by diluting the wine with the water, there could be much more water. You still make a bracha on the wine. The Gra says by beer and wine will be the same thing, that even if there's a lot more beer than there is wine, you would make a bracha on the wine of Bar Pragafen, because the beer is considered just what's diluting the wine, just like as if it was water. It would not nullify the bracha from being Bar Pragafen. We will stop here and continue with Sibbeis and Rish Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.